Hey everyone, this is Isabel, and we're back for episode number 3 on the Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. We are Monday, August 22nd. For those of you who don't know me, I am a small animal naturopath as well as a carnivore nutrition, where we focus on nutrition for dogs and cats as nature intended for them to eat. I have my own shop in a small town called Chelsea, Quebec, where me and my team help hundreds of pets each month. We offer a wide variety of raw food and holistic supplements, and my goal is to empower you as a pet owner so that you have the knowledge and the tools necessary to make the right health choices for your pets. So today's podcast is about must-haves in your pantry. These are just awesome natural remedies to have at home just in case. And obviously, I just want to tell you the disclaimer here that these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, nor prescribe. This is not a replacement for vet care. So if something happened to your pet and there's, you know, it's not a good situation, please bring your pets to the vet immediately. This podcast is on how to support your pets naturally. And it's intended to help you have a better understanding and holistic approaches and raw nutrition for your pets. So like I said, today's episode is on must-haves in your pantry. And the first thing I'd like to start with is homeopathy. If you don't know what homeopathy is, I strongly recommend you learn about it. This is something I use for myself, my dogs, my cat, my horses. For those who don't know, I have two dogs, two horses, and one cat. So this is something I use for all of them, including my child and, you know, myself. So it's completely natural, and in my opinion, it's been very effective. I've been using homeopathy since I'm 7 years old. That's when my dad took me to my first homeopath. I've been using it for years. So homeopathy has been around since 1796. Homeopathy is the longest established alternative medicine created by Samuel Hahnemann. You can do a lot with homeopathy. You can even immunize your pets naturally, which we'll get into that in another episode. Homeopathic remedies is the law of similars. This is the most simple way I can explain it to you. It's more complex than that, but in naturopathy, we learn that there are always two effects. So the first effect is that is the short-term effect, whereas the secondary effect is the long-term effect. So anything you do in life, there's going to be the primary effect, which is the short-lived, and then the secondary effect, which is the long-lived effect. So we want to help our body and getting it to the long-term effect. So the way with homeopathy is the law of similars. So what this means is that of the first effect is that of the disease, and the secondary effect is that of the opposite of the disease. So creating balance in the body. So the opposite of. I hope this makes sense. You guys can always send me a message and ask me a little bit more about it, but I'm gonna talk about later the book I recommend, which will give you all the information that you need. Because basically, let's break up the word disease. It's dis-ease, right? So there's dis-ease in the body. And that's just the body being out of balance. So homeopathy can help with bringing balance back into the body. So my first must-have remedy in your pantry is Apis mellifica. This is going to be either a 200C or 30C potency. You can get this from your homeopath or the company Boiron, which is spelled B-O-I-R-O-N. You can get this at your health food pantry. You can even get it on Amazon. This remedy is used for insect bites, just like spider bites, you know, wasp stings, whatever insect bite possible. So I use this when my dog Ayla got a wasp sting when she was 7 months old, and her face just swelled right up. So I gave her one dose of the Apis mellifica, and within 1 hour, the swelling had gone down by 50%. And that's when I decided from that day I'll never go without it. You can use this on your own kids for when they get bug bites, You can use it on your pets and, yeah, on yourself. So this is a must-have in my opinion. And also, I use this on one of my foster dogs who just randomly got what looked like allergies, and his face just flared up, and I really didn't know where this was coming from. So I used Apis Mellifica on him, and the swelling had gone down tremendously, and by the third dose that day, the swelling was completely gone. So it has been shown effective for pets with allergies, and I do recommend it. So if you have a dog with allergies or a cat with allergies, you can definitely use this remedy until you've spoken to a homeopath and find their consistent remedy. So that's what I would recommend. Next for homeopathic remedies is a remedy called Drosera. So it's Drosera. This is my go-to remedy for pets with kennel cough. We will do a full episode on kennel cough some other day, but for now, for those who don't know what kennel cough is, it's basically just a dog cold. It is very contagious, so they're a lot more prominent in condensed areas or areas that have high volumes of dogs, so dog parks, doggy daycares, kennels, and it's very contagious, but it's very rarely life-threatening. Like, it's just a cold. It's really not a big deal. When your dog, it's a simple cold where your dogs are hacking and coughing more serious symptoms. Dogs will have honking sound when coughing, so it will be deep in the lungs where it's just like, I don't know how to do it, but it just sounds really funny. It just actually sounds like honking. It often seems like they have something stuck in their throat. But it's just a cold. They get over it anywhere between 3 days to 2 weeks at the very most. And Drosera is known to help with the symptoms of kennel cough. So it's said to give the remedy hourly until symptoms improve. But again, you can discuss this with your homeopath. For my own dogs, Ayla only got kennel cough once. I think she picked it up at a dog park, to be honest with you. And it wasn't until a couple days in that I did some research and realized, oh, my dog's got kennel cough. And we had another dog and he got it, and I was able to give him Drosera right away. So he only had the kennel cough for 3 to 4 days, whereas Ayla had it for a little over a week, because I didn't realize until she was more intense into her symptoms, I guess. And so it took her a little longer to get over it, but she's never had kennel cough ever since, so that's natural immunity at its finest. So Drosera is a good remedy for kennel cough, and all you do is you just have the little granules. So I get mine from Boisron. You just have the little granules, you put the recommended granules into lukewarm water, stir it with a spoon, and you can just use a syringe to squeeze it in their mouth, shoot it in their mouth. So you can do that hourly until symptoms improve, and then write down to 3 times a day until all the symptoms are gone. So that's what they recommend. The next remedy is Arnica. So this is a good one, as it's for physical trauma to the tissues, muscle tear, or any trauma on the body from some kind of accident. It's also been known to help reduce inflammation. I use this for my dogs after they get spayed. I've also used it for when Ayla tore her ACL. So she was running, she pivoted the wrong way into a hole, and she actually tore her knee. So I gave her some Arnica to help with that. I obviously went and saw a vet and had the ACL determined that it was torn. I also used it, like I mentioned in the first episode of our podcast, to help Lexi heal after her surgery from amputation. They also make an Arnica cream that I feel is very effective. So you can use both. You can use Arnica internally with the granules, and you can also use it as a cream. I use the cream when I pull a muscle from horseback riding or something, or if I don't stretch, I tend to easily pull a muscle. So I use it for that. It also, Arnica combines really well with aconite. So aconite is for emotional shock. So these two can be used after any surgery, accident, anything related to impact trauma, whether it's a physical trauma or an emotional trauma. Aconite is also good for fearful pets. So if you have dogs that are scared of car rides, fireworks, going to the vet, aconite is a really good remedy for that. For cats too. Now for the herbal remedies. If you have a pet that has allergy-like symptoms, plantain is amazing. So this is not the banana. Often people think I'm talking about the banana. No, it's not the banana. It is that what you think is obnoxious weed growing in between your bricks or around your house or around your driveway. You can look this up, plantain, plantain. This weed grows everywhere and it is so disregarded, but it has huge benefits on healing the gut wall. So pets can get what's called leaky gut syndrome, and this will happen from vaccine damage, over medication, antibiotics, all those things, stress even, all these things impact the gut wall and can create what's called leaky gut syndrome. People get it, animals get it. So what the plantain will do, it helps stimulate new cell growth, allowing the repair of the gut wall. And it's also known to speed wound healing. You can also put it on bug bites. So you can chew it up and put it on bug bites, and it'll help with the itchiness of bug stings. And I highly recommend it for pets with leaky gut or allergies. I personally put dried up plantain herb in my healing broths. So I'll make a bone broth and then I'll add like a good handful of plantain and add it into my healing broth and let it simmer in there for overnight. And then it makes like a really gelatinous broth where when you dip your finger in it, it's like candle wax on your finger. It's pretty amazing. So it really helps coat the digestive system. So not only is it good for leaky gut, but it's also really good for pets that are having bouts of diarrhea. It's very soothing to the digestive system and it's a very well-known anti-inflammatory. So it's also best to use fresh leaves. So you can actually, as long as your lawn is not sprayed, you can go and pick fresh leaves. You can chop it up and or throw it in your blender and you can add it liberally to your dog's meal. And this is going to be really beneficial. The next herb that I'm super keen on is slippery elm. So slippery elm is from the elm tree. It's the bark of it, and it's known to help soothe the digestive system. It will help relieve, it's known to help relieve diarrhea or constipation. I also use this in the presence of kennel cough because what it does is it helps lubricate the throat and lower inflammation. And it combines really well with that homeopathic remedy, Drosera. So oftentimes my clients whose pets get kennel cough, they will put these two in combination. And they always come back to me within that week saying, wow, I can't believe how well this works together. So slippery elm is a really strong anti-inflammatory. And this is also really good for soothing the gut, right, of irritation. It's full of nutrients. And the best method of application is the powder, and you will add a little bit of water to the recommended dosage for your dog, and it'll turn into like a thick syrup, and then you can just let them slurp it up. So this one's fantastic. The next one is grapefruit seed extract. Ever since using this, I will never have a pantry without it. It's a must have. It's ever since I discovered it, I just think it's absolutely amazing. I've had so many clients with really bad ongoing diarrhea due to Giardia. So Giardia is a bacteria which dogs often get from drinking dirty, gross puddle water, especially after the winter. So it's really a lot more common in the spring, I find. And I've had clients who tried antibiotics, but with Giardia, it can become antibiotic resistant. So once they're done the antibiotic, then oftentimes they notice, oh, wow, my dog's getting bouts of diarrhea again. And you can actually get Giardia, you can get it, the vet will tell you that it's Giardia by doing a microscopic a microscopic examination. Sorry, I'm like losing my words this morning. So I just tell my clients, I say, just try the grapefruit seed extract. And so they do. And then they always come back to me within 3 days and say, wow, that just literally cleared it up within 3 days. I'm amazed. And so the recommended dosage for grapefruit seed extract based on online articles is 1 drop per 10 pounds of body weight. So you want to add a little bit of water to it because it's really bitter. And so the grapefruit seed extract is a natural antibiotic, and it also helps boost the immune system. Lastly, what we recommend for wound care. So here are some of the products that I like. First one is called Wound and Hotspot Spray by Legendary Canine. This is a company based out of Ontario, and it doesn't just smell awesome, but I've used it and it works pretty great. So Ayla recently had a broken toenail that, like, literally this is the never-ending story of her toenail. It's taken so long to heal. I will get into that some other time, but can't wait to post pictures about it, the before and after. But it really helped bring the inflammation down. This spray was awesome, and it just kept it disinfected and clean. I've also had clients that used it for hot spots, and it just really helped dry up those hot spots so that it could facilitate healing. Another must-have in my pantry is colloidal silver. This can be used topically as well as internally, and it's a natural antibiotic, so this also disinfects. I use this on my dogs, cats, and horses, especially my horse, because when I first got him, he used to get a lot of green goop in his eyes, so which could be bacteria, and I would just spray the colloidal silver straight in his eye, and it would literally clear up the next day. So this is a really good one, and you can use it on open wounds as well. And like I said, you can also use it internally at the same time for optimizing its effect. So the next one is lavender essential oil. I do not go anywhere without my lavender. It's known to help promote the skin to heal. I just recently used it on Ayla's nail as well because it grew a benign cyst. And it grew a granulated benign cyst. It was really weird. So it was like the nail, and then there's a cyst on the left side and the right side of that nail. And it was just like black and weird texture. It like was almost the texture of the pad of her foot. And I was at my wit's end. I posted on the naturopathy group for all the people I graduated with. And I said, I've used everything, and our healing process has completely plateaued, and the vet even wanted to amputate her toe because of this granulated cyst. And to me, that was just not an option because we ruled out cancer with a biopsy, and we also did x-rays to see if the bone was unhealthy. When in fact it turned out the bone was still healthy. So we went through all that, and I'm like, I'm not going to amputate a perfectly healthy toe. So I reached out to the other naturopath graduates, and one of them said, oh, I use lavender essential oil. And I said, thought to myself, well, that's brilliant. And my light bulb went off, and I'm like, what better remedy than lavender essential oil? Because it's literally calming and soothing to our nervous system. So I can only imagine how it could be effective for this angry bleeding cyst. And I honestly am blown away because this thing is almost completely gone. And I have to say that it's thanks to the lavender essential oil and allowing my body, my dog's body to take the time it needed to heal itself. We always want a quick fix, and we have to remember that nature takes time, and this was one of my greatest obstacles in learning patience with natural healing, because I woke up many nights just being like, what am I going to do? And it's absolutely amazing how amazing, it's just amazing how this lavender essential oil really helped my dog. So lavender is also good for burns. I use a very high quality essential oil. You also cannot use essential oils with cats, but you can use lavender hydrosols instead. So this is water-based, if I'm not mistaken, and it's safer for cats, whereas essential oils are not safe for cats, just so you know. So that is for lavender. And lastly, my must-have in my pantry is calendula. So this is good for all animals. It's great for cuts, burns, wounds, stings. Make sure to only apply it on clean wounds because calendula helps create a scab quickly. So you wouldn't want to put it on a dirty wound that hasn't been washed because it stimulates a scab formation. It has antifungal, antimicrobial, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory properties, and it's often used to care wounds and is safe and effective. You can use calendula cream or gel or oil. I personally use the calendula gel. So those are my must-haves in my pantry, and this is what I often recommend for clients. And if you have any questions about any of these remedies, please let me know. My two favorite books for natural remedies that are kind of my go-tos at home are Homeopathic Care for Cats and Dogs by Don Hamilton, who is a vet. And also, Herbs for Pets, The Natural Way to Enhance Your Pet's Life by Gregory L. Tilford and Mary L. Wolfe. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope it gave you the information necessary and the tools you need to be able to support your pets naturally. Make sure to follow us at Holy Raw, HOLIRAW Nutrition on Facebook and Instagram. And if you have any questions, make sure to send it to us at holyrawnutrition@gmail.com. And we so look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.